This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 28, 2024. In our headlines, there were two separate drownings in Lynn over the weekend. A school-related contract approved in Danvers, while in Beverly, there is a rejection. The state Senate has approved a new budget as well. Weather today, skies will clear, temperatures to push near 80, and we'll have a high tide this afternoon at about 4. The news is powered by Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and supporting the North Shore. I'm Bill Newell. Rick Moore is off today. Two males died in Lynn over the weekend in two separate drowning incidents. Sydney Shorter, the Daily Item, reports that both died on Sunday. One at the Lynn Reservoir off B Street, the other at Sluice Pond off Wendy Way. The identities of the two men have not been released, and both incidents are under investigation by the Lynn Police. The Beverly Teachers Association has rejected a proposal to increase paraprofessional pay by at least 25% over 3 years. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News this week that the negotiations have been going on since February, and that negotiations are centered on two different contracts. One contract for teachers, nurses, counselors, occupational speech and physical therapists, and the other contract is for the paraprofessionals. The Swampscott School Committee is increasing preschool tuition by 8%. Daily Item reporter Benjamin Pierce writes today that the five-day program will increase from $4,630 to $5,000. Assistant School Superintendent Martha Raymond spoke to that increase.
It's about 8% for next year. It's almost a reset. We definitely were falling even behind other public school integrated preschool tuitions. We are still lower than the private schools, which I do think is still should be, because we do want to offer a affordable opportunity for our families in Swampscott to send their students to preschool. But that's the proposal for next year. I think it's obviously we have to look every single place that we can in order to increase our funding. And this is one area, and I do think it is appropriate and in keeping with what other local communities are funding. Of course, you know, if you're in Salem or Lynn or in larger cities, they actually are able to offer, their four-year-olds are able to have free preschool, or at least a good majority are. We do not qualify for that grant or that funding, but I do think that this is a appropriate increase.
In Danvers, the school committee has approved a new contract for the food service workers for FY 25 through 27. This is School Superintendent Dan Bauer.
Yes, we're very pleased with the tentative agreement that we've reached with our food service unit. It was a great process, and I did submit last night to you. I apologize for the lateness, just working back and forth with Ask Me. It's a busy time of year, but that is the tentative agreement. And as you know, I may note, most of this is language cleanup, but it was a great collaborative process. We did make some adjustments to bring our, we noticed that there were some levels that needed more of an adjustment at the upper end to be in the market. And then we added a step 7, which will help for longevity and for attainment. We have a great unit. So the feedback has been very positive. So
Danvers School Superintendent Dan Bauer. The state Senate has approved a $58 billion budget. Gloucester Times State House reporter Christian Wade reports that this budget includes a plan to offer free community college and new spending for public schools, regional transportation, child care, and housing. The Senate budget does not call for any new taxes or fees and does put money in the state's reserves or rainy day fund. A plan to build a football-sized hangar at the Beverly Airport has been put on hold. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that the proposed structure was to be built on airport property in Danvers. However, neighbors in Danvers are concerned over the possibility that that building will impact flooding in the adjacent neighborhood. In event news, the Custom House Maritime Museum in Newburyport will present Expanding the Spotlight, Black Mariners During the Age of Sail, a First Friday lecture by Gordy Vining on Friday, June 7 at 6:30 p.m. at the museum located on Water Street in Newburyport. For museum members, it is free. Others, it is a $10 fee, and you can RSVP at the museum website at CustomHouseMaritimeMuseum.org and then click on Events. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics have advanced to the NBA Finals with a four-game series sweep over the Indiana Pacers. Last night, the Celtics came from behind late in the game to top the Pacers 105-102, and they'll move on to the NBA Championship. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles yesterday 11-3. That series resumes tonight at 6:35 in Baltimore. The Endicott College baseball team opens play Friday in Ohio in the NCAA D3 College World Series. This past weekend, the Gulls took the best of three-game series with John Hopkins over in Beverly in just two games. Endicott coach Brian Haley after Saturday's win.
Pure joy right now. I'm trying to catch my breath from celebrating with these guys and celebrating with the alumni, celebrating with the family. And it's kind of overwhelming a little bit emotionally when you have these moments that are like etched in time forever. We'll never forget it. And obviously it came due to the hard work they put in and the special effort they put in on the field today, which was phenomenal. So really proud of them all.
Endicott College baseball coach Brian Haley, they'll play Friday against Lynchburg at 1:15 out in Ohio. In high school sports, the Newburyport boys lacrosse team scored a 13-5 win over Marblehead yesterday. And in girls lacrosse, Swampscott topped Gloucester 19-2. In softball, Peabody High softball finished the regular season with 17 wins, 3 losses. Their last win was a 9-0 victory over Archbishop Williams. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the sunshine. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.